The Glasgow Financial Alliance for Net Zero has brought together some 450 financial institutions from about 45 countries with the common goal of net zero carbon emissions. The alliance is the brainchild of Mark Carney, a former governor of the Bank of England, which is like the Federal Reserve in the U.S. Mark Carney also served as the financial advisor for the U.K.'s presidency of the COP26 climate summit last year. Mindy Luber is the CEO of the Sustainable Investment Group Ceres and joins me now to talk about the Glasgow Alliance. Welcome back to Living on Earth, Mindy.
Terrific to be here. Thanks for having me.
Our pleasure. So Mark Carney put together and brought the Glasgow Financial Alliance for Net Zero to COP26. Who has signed on to this initiative? And how difficult has it been to get some of the traditional institutions to sign up?
Well, who has signed on, actually, is hundreds of the key players in finance. And I'll tell you, that's a great place to start. That's great. When BlackRock, who managed $7.5 trillion in assets under management, or CalPERS, $200 or $350 billion. I mean, the largest public pension funds, insurance companies, and banks are signing on. The question now, because really in today's world, we have to immediately move from making commitments to showing us the money. What do those commitments mean? Committing to net zero by 2050, whether you're a global Fortune 500 company or you're a major investor, is all good, but that is words. The proof will be in the pudding. Everybody's got to need to follow those commitments with specific deeds. What are your plans for 2025, for 2030, and for 2035? And are you willing to disclose those plans? And will you stand with us, as we're in the middle of a campaign right now, to get the Securities and Exchange Commission to mandate the disclosure of climate risk?
So, Mindy, there are a few elephants in this room. And I'm thinking particularly of Saudi Arabia. I'm thinking of India. I'm thinking of the Russian Federation. The math is a little wobbly, but some say that probably two-thirds of the world's emissions come from state-controlled companies that don't issue shares. Coal India does not. Saudi Aramco, you can get in as an investor, but you're not going to get control. They're a big part of the problem here, and they don't operate under the sway of these institutional fund managers and private sector bankers. As long as those folks are running along, the private sector is going to say, we're losing out.
Well, if you throw China in there, it is a really incredible 900-pound gorilla or elephant, as you said, in the room. It is not easy. We need to start making sure we're having an impact on demand as well. If the demand for coal doesn't keep growing, but rather stops growing, there'll be less of a demand for those countries to produce it. If the demand for oil doesn't grow at the same rate, there'll be less of a reason. Now, that's not going to be easy. As you say, these are huge, huge countries with state-owned facilities. Our hope is that through global initiatives like the COP, the Conference of the Parties, that we're able to, through partnership and pressure, see some progress. I mean, we saw some progress, and I will put a yellow highlighter on the word some, from China, who said, we'll get to net zero by 2070. I will tell you, Steve, that's not good enough. Our kids and our children will suffer mightily, and our economy will suffer more than we saw in the subprime meltdown if we think we could wait until 2070 to solve the problem. So we've got a ways to go, and the United States stepping back in and hopefully staying in and exerting pressure is certainly a part of the equation.
By the way, many of these asset managers don't actually own the things that they're managing. So where's the accountability that we can count on to make sure that the commitments are kept?
Yeah, perfect question. Because as I said, words are just words. And without accountability systems, the climate's going to continue to get worse and threaten our planet, our people, and our economy. But truly, part of the way to have accountability, Steve, I just talked about the Securities and Exchange Commission. We need companies to be required, not voluntarily, but we need a standard by the government to make sure that climate risk is disclosed, that that disclosure is mandatory and available to investors and to the public. I mean, right now, we don't even know what the risk is for every company, and we need to know. And without climate risk disclosure, with it all being voluntary, We see data in one place that looks one way. We see disclosure in another place that looks another way. It's got to be uniform. It's got to be consistent. We need a level playing field. And there's got to be transparency so consumers, so everybody knows what the companies are really doing.
Now, what's the plan for the Glasgow Financial Alliance for fossil fuel divestment?
Well, it's not immediate, and that's an issue. I will say that there is a theory, and legitimate enough, that says over the short term, if you haven't divested from fossil fuels, and many of the players have, and they ought to be on their way to doing so, you need to use your economic clout of ownership. Meaning, if you're a pension fund and you own ExxonMobil and you own Chevron and ConocoPhillips, if you haven't divested from them, you need to weigh in as an owner, because that's what these large shareholders are, and you need to tell them to come up with a plan for how they're going to transition out of fossil fuels. Now, 5 years ago, Steve, that was like talking to the wall. You know, we work with hundreds of investors who file hundreds of shareholder resolutions a year, telling companies that as their owners, they want to see more activity on climate. But look what happened in last year's shareholder session. Number one, three of Exxon's board members were taken out by activist investors who said, you are not being responsible fiduciaries. You are not doing your job as board members of one of the world's largest companies. You are not addressing climate change. And we're going to take out board members and put in new board members. That was a revolution. We're seeing investors use their economic muscle and clout to change the companies in their portfolios. And look at what else happened. Not only was it the religious investors who voted for this, or the socially responsible investors who voted for this, it was BlackRock, it was State Street, it was Vanguard. So we are making progress. We've moved some of the largest players in finance to see climate as a material financial risk that they have to do something about. Enough, not even close. And not all of them are divesting from fossil fuels. If you even look at the banks, some of the largest banks who are taking steps, and they get credit for taking some steps, they are still financing some of the world's dirtiest projects. That has to end. Financing new coal-fired power plants, oil plants, that's got to end. And that should be an expectation of GFANs. We will keep pushing. We do a lot of similar work. We're aligned with them. But our job is, as an advocacy group and think tank, working with some of the world's largest companies and investors, to set the gold standard on what really needs to be done. Look, Mark Carney and now Michael Bloomberg, who's his new co-chair and partner, deserve a lot of credit for bringing together bankers and insurance company executives and asset management firms like JP Morgan and pension funds. That's great. We've got to have them together, but we've got to have a goal of net zero by 2050 or sooner. Plans from each of them by 2030 about how we're going to get half of the way there. And they've got to start yesterday, not tomorrow. So GFANs will help us push companies to get to that gold standard. Will we get there? It's just gotten started, but we're hopeful that this is one more way to set the standard for the world of finance.
Mindy Luber is CEO of the Sustainable Investment Group, Ceres. Mindy, thanks so much for taking the time with us today.
Great to be with you, Steve. Take care.